Hey everybody, it is Geneva of Geneva's Closet Talk Show. I hope you can hear me fine. I hope my lighting is okay. It is 6:40 time, Chicago time. It's late and I done had a long day, but I said that I was going to come on here. And I feel like this make a few weeks that I have said that I was going to come on here and talk about one thing, and then something else happened, which makes me have to change the topic of what I wanted to talk about. So, again, this is Geneva of Geneva's Closet Talk Show. How are you doing this Friday? It's the weekend, people. It's the weekend, and here in my Chicagoland, it is like 6:40-something at night, and the sun is practically down. And I'm out here trying to get natural lighting, and it's not going to work too good soon. So I just want to hurry up and say this. The title of the video is Geneva Closet Receives a gag order, a letter, or something from Steve Harvey's lawyers today. How you doing, Debbie? How you doing? Oh, hey, how you doing? First time here? Make sure you subscribe. And if you hear something that's kind of interesting and you like, what? Subscribe, like, and then share that out there. Let everybody else know what's going on. Because obviously, Steve and his people don't want them to know. So let me tell you what happened, people. Hey, everybody. Yes, WWV, as long as we can keep it together, ladies, we can do this. But, hey, everybody. Hey, Sandra. Hey, AR, new subscriber. Yay. I appreciate, first of all, let me say this before I get to going on about my whole thing, that I appreciate everybody. I appreciate all the support. I appreciate, I can't even get my words out. I appreciate everybody taking the time out to watch the videos, like, share, subscribe. I really, really do, because you don't have to take the time out of your day to watch this video. And sometimes my video can be a little long, and I know how people's attention spans be. Sometimes people, I get it. So I appreciate you all. Hey, KJ, and I hope I say y'all names right, but hey, Kay. Hey, Diamond. Hey, everybody. How you doing? But something new happened today, and I hadn't planned on coming on here talking to you about this, but you know how, you know, life can be sometimes. Things happen, and, you know, I'm kind of like a free spirit, so when the wind blows, sometimes Geneva goes. So let me tell you how my day went, people. Hey, Andrea. Hey, lady. So I woke up this morning. I woke up kind of early, about 5 a.m. Chicago time. And, you know, I usually have my phone sitting on the side of me, so I just happened to go straight to my phone. You know how we do today. We just pick up our phones just for everything. So as soon as I woke up at 5 a.m., I, like, looked at the DVR box, and it said 5 o'clock. So I reached over, picked up my phone, and for whatever reason, I will say the Most High led me to my emails, because that's the first thing I pressed on my phone was my emails. When I pressed it, the very first thing I seen at the top, it said 4:53, so 7 minutes prior to me looking at the email at 4:53 a.m., it says Bobby Edmonds. And for anybody that has been following the story, so if this is your first time here, people, you may be a tad bit confused on the things that I'm talking about, because you would probably want to go back and watch some of my other videos where I first started talking about Steve, which was probably about a month ago, for you to fully understand what's going on, because then some of the things that I'm going to be saying right now, you're going to be like, what? What is she talking about? I have no idea. So you kind of go with the story. It kind of goes in order on the things that's been going on how I explain it. So anyway, it says Bobby Edmonds. And for the people that's been following that know the story, that is Steve Harvey's lawyer. I just talked about her the last time. Y'all remember? So when I see it, the first thing I'm thinking is, what, did somebody send me an email? And in the subject line, they put Bobby Edmonds because maybe they're sending me some information. And then I click on it and realize this is an email from them. So let me, so y'all know how I am. If I would have did my videos the other way, I would have showed it to you. If you're following me on Facebook, you can see part of the letter. Go to my Facebook page. My personal Facebook page is Geneva McLean, M-C-C-L-A-I-N. Or you can go to my Geneva's Closet Facebook page, Geneva's Closet. Geneva with the S, Closet with two T's. So anyway, actually when I seen it, I kind of started laughing. Because, you know, my man was there. I was like, man, look at this. And he looked at it. He was like, really? We was all nonchalant about it, like, really? Start laughing. But anyway, let me tell you what it says. It starts off by saying, Dear Miss McLean, I was ordered by the court to send you a copy of this court order so that you can adhere to it with regards to posting, disclosing documents, etc. under court-ordered seal, which is a violation of the court order. If you have questions, email me. Have a blessed day. Sincerely, Bobby Edmonds, Law Office of Bobby Edmonds, blah, 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 blah. So in there, it was a PDF. Hey, Sharon. Hey, Sharon, girl. So in there, it was like a PDF link or whatever. So then you click on the link, and then it says, it goes on to say, and I'm not even going to read the whole letter because whatever. But it says, to Miss Geneva McClain. So they found out my last name. Because y'all know I ain't never said my last name on here. Not that it wouldn't be hard to find. But I'm just saying. So good job. You all did your research. Good job. Miss Geneva McClain, Geneva's Closet, from Chicago, Illinois. Because that's where I'm from, people. And it's dated September 21st. But today's the 22nd. But this is what was going on yesterday. And then it says, use of YouTube accounts and release of documents from sealed file in violation of court order. Then it gets the court order number, and then it says, Collin County, Texas. We've heard that so many times because Essie Berry says it all the time. Then it says, dear Miss McClain, this is what it says. The Law Office of Bobby Edmonds represents Mr. Broderick S. Harvey, a.k.a. Steve Harvey, in the above matter. This letter serves a notice to you per Judge Angela Tucker. We have heard that judge name because this is the judge that has been handling this whole divorce thing between Steve and Mary Harvey. Decision in open court in the presence of Mary Vaughn and others on September 14th, 2017. So they're talking about that court date that Mary just had not too long ago. For the people that was there, if you wasn't, the people that's been paying attention to the videos that I've been coming out with. So if you haven't, then you got to go back and watch the other video where I speak about Mary Harvey's sister went to court with her Nancy about a week or something ago. And in court, Nancy's sister said she had never heard such things before. The things that they were in there trying to get Mary to sign this order and do all of this other stuff. So this is what they're talking about. Okay, the presence of Mary Vaughn and others on September 14th, 2017, that by sharing, uploading, and posting any documents from the court order sealed file in videos and over the internet regarding Mary Vaughn, a.k.a. Mary Harvey, a.k.a. whatever, whatever, Steve Harvey's wife, Miss Marjorie Harvey, or any member of his household, including the adult, WBH, and we know who WBH, some of us, that is Wynton Broderick Harvey, that's Steve Harvey and Mary Harvey's son, because at first they were saying the minor, but they know, they're recognizing he's an adult now, so they put, including the adult child, WBH, whether obtained through numerous sources or provided by, here we go people, Essie Berry, acting individually and as power of attorney for Mary Vaughn or a family member of Mary Vaughn on your YouTube channel is an unauthorized use. Oh my God, I feel like I'm getting confused reading it. Or you are allegedly using your YouTube account for an illegal purpose in violation of the law. The Texas gag order prohibits discussing and sharing any documents from the case in this litigation. Then it put note in all bold. It says, note, this order is also under seal and should not be posted over the internet. Well, guess what, people? If you're talking about this, I didn't post it over the internet. I didn't. I'm not because, you know, my laptop's acting crazy, so I can't. I'm sorry. But I wanted to, though. And give me time, I will. It says, more specifically, you have recently, they're saying that this is what I did. Me? They said, more specifically, you have recently posted or said false, misleading, defamatory, what? Harassing. Then they put parentheses cyberbullying. I ain't never cyberbullied a person in my life. What? That's what they said I did. And malicious things and posted videos. This is what I did. With false and harassing content about Mr. Steve Harvey. Then it goes on to say, the 12-year-old 2005 final divorce, his wife, Miss Marjorie Harvey, and his children, and the litigation in direct violation of the Texas gag order. This case has been sealed for years by the court for legitimate reasons. Mary Vaughn and her prior attorneys have known about the gag order since its inception. She has been divorced since 2005. I have enclosed a copy of the recent court order regarding release of documents in a sealed file, which formalizes her rulings, blah, 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 blah. I'm just telling you people, like, this was a little annoying reading. So I'm like, what? I didn't even do that. And then it goes to say, so let me just give you something that really has my name in it. It is further ordered that respondent Mary Vaughn shall notify her power of attorney, Essie Berry, Dr. Denise Ray, and we all know who Dr. Denise Ray is. Now, I didn't put that information out, but if you watch Essie videos, she lets you know that Dr. Denise Ray was the lady who Steve Harvey and his lawyers, if you watch my last video, was trying to give, you know, trying to do a proposal, but it wasn't a good proposal. The proposal was that they proposed to send Mary to the nut home. Like, that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to put her in a mental facility. So that was the proposal. And then for giving her mental care until her demise, they were saying that the videos would have to come down and would nobody be able to say anything about Steve Harvey. But that was done by that doctor, the one that put the murdering of the soul, who did that whole, filed that lawsuit. Her name is Dr. Denise Ray. So it says, Mary Essie, Dr. Denise Ray, Geneva McLean of Geneva's Closet, and Michael T. I don't even know who Michael T is, but I guess that's another guy's. Michael, I didn't mean bad, nothing bad at it. I'm just saying that I didn't even know. But there's somebody else named Michael T. Not to distribute or post any information from this sealed file, and it is already posted. It should be removed immediately. All information posted from the sealed file over the internet is in violation of the court order. And then it goes on to say a whole bunch of other stuff. But let me just say this. As far as them saying, me speaking of any type of sealed files, Steve Harvey and your people, Tito, I don't know what you're talking about, Mita. I just don't. Because I don't even have any sealed files. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And when I spoke of the sealed files, which I can do, you can't tell me what I can and cannot say. I can speak about what I want to speak about. So if I speak about it, I never even spoke and said that I seen it. All I would say is what Essie speaks of, you know, because I haven't seen it, but she said it. So I'm just giving y'all the story on what she done told me. I was just telling y'all. And you gon', you know, Stephen, I'm trying to get mad at me because I'm just telling the story. And based on YouTube and so much content on YouTube, I'm just one of many, 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 many people that tell stories. And I'm one of many, many, many people that have reported stories about Steve Harvey. But, you know, when I put that information, y'all remember when I did the information exposing about Steve Harvey and that court information, that wasn't no sealed documents. And if it was, like I had put in that video, you gonna have to take that up with the World Wide Web. Whoever owns www. You would have to take that up with them. Because all I did was I went to www. Or you might want to take that up with Google. I don't know. Sorry, Google. I'm not trying to throw you out there. But I'm just saying that it was already on the internet. I didn't go to Texas. I ain't never been to Texas a day in my life. I've never been to the Collins County. I don't know. So I definitely didn't go and get any sealed documents. It was over the internet. So you can't say that I can't put that out there. I found some information and I put it out there. And I showed everybody. And I said, this is what it say it is. And let the record show that when I took that information and leaked it to the National Enquirer and gave it to Andy Tillett. Y'all know him. Y'all remember the videos. When I gave it to Andy, even though, you know, I'm not too fond of Andy, but I'm just keeping it real with y'all. Andy showed it to some lawyers to authenticate those documents. And then Andy came back and said that they said everything was cool, you know. So obviously, you know, it wasn't fake stuff. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just keeping it real. Obviously, it wasn't fake stuff because Andy and his people, the lawyers from National Enquirer, that's why they leaked the information. So Steve would have to sue. I mean, was this gag order notice? Because it's not a gag order, people. Let me just say that. This is not a gag order. They did not send me a gag order. They sent me, is almost letting me know what the gag order says. So you're just trying to warn me that there is a gag order about some sealed documents about Steve Harvey and Mary Harvey's divorce. I get that. I understand that. because I already knew that. But I don't know anything about sealed documents, so I can't speak on the sealed documents, but I can speak on what I know about. So if Essie says certain things and I choose to come on here and speak on that, I can do that. But then, to my knowledge, you would have to also sue or send a gag order notice to let Rolling Out know, because they said Steve Harvey tied to drug smuggling rings through wife Marjorie, and then the Jasmine brand put Steve Harvey's wife Marjorie was tied to two drug smuggling rings, then straight through the T put new old news, Steve Harvey's wife Marjorie tied to two drug rings. I mean, now these are people who following, I don't know none about. They own hundreds, thousands, touch reaching millions of people. The National Enquirer, when they put that information out there, when I gave them that, they didn't have to put it out there, but they did. Their following is way bigger than mine. So I'm just wondering if Steve Harvey's people is also sending that to them and TMZ and BT and anyone else. Or is you trying to scare Geneva? Because let me just say this. When I received that, me and my man, my husband, my man, we just laughed at it. Because I was, you know, he was like, so what they want you to do? I was like, I don't know, but I'm not taking no videos down, so I'm definitely not doing that. That is not happening, because anything, I just thought that this kind of authenticated, that obviously it must be some ring of truth to this stuff, because you, little bitty Geneva, y'all know I'm Geneva, because a lot of y'all kind of started with me when I started on the whole Steve Harvey thing, you know, so before then, I just had my regular videos up of me doing my interviews, and I'm not going to say regular interviews, because, you know, I done interviewed some fantastic people, but I'm just saying that that was Geneva's closet, and that's what I was supposed to be doing with Essie. You know, I was just going to interview her, and she was going to be another one of my special guests in Geneva's Closet. And then I just started, you know, like I said before, paying attention to the things she was saying. When Essie says something, I don't ride her coattails on everything that she say. Because if I did, then I would have just as many videos up as she does. Every time she put a video, I would put a video. When she wanted, I would. But I don't do that because I'm my own person. You know, it's just certain things that she say that maybe I want to come on here and then, you know, re-explain it to everybody or let people know who didn't get it. Or, like I said, this little bit of tea information. But as far as trying to be dragged in anything silly, I don't care about Steve Harvey really that much, people. Really, I don't. I mean, I got other things, just like y'all got other things going on in your life. You'll come on and you'll watch this and you'll be bothered with the little drama, whatever. But then after that, you got kids, life, a man, family, bills, a job, just life. And that's how my life is. So, Steve, I just want to let you and your people know I don't really care about you that much, like not for real, for real. But I don't think that that's how you handle the situation, is to keep trying to throw gag orders out to people. Obviously, if you're not paying attention, like I said on the last video, that is not working. It is not working for Essie, and it's not working for me, because I don't have a gag order. I've never been to Collis County Court before. No one sent me anything saying Geneva's Closet, Geneva against Collins County. No, I've never went. No one, I haven't talked to a judge, so I don't know what you're talking about. So, you know, I'm not scared easily. You know, I'm just not. Things don't happen in my life. You know, it's just a lot. I'm just not. But, yeah, so that's what's going on, people. And like I said, if you go to my Facebook page, then you can see that. And I did let Essie know that, you know, because of course I got to tell her, Essie girl, let me tell you what happened. And she was annoyed with that. She was definitely irritated, like, why is they sending you stuff? And she asked me, are you scared? And I said, Essie, if I was scared, then as soon as I found out at 5 o'clock in the morning, I would have been calling you, girl. They done sent me a gag order notice. I was like, there's no fear in my heart. I'm cool. That's why I just, you know, later on, I just waited until you got done or whatever with doing whatever you was doing. And when you felt the need to call me, then I said I will let you know. So that's what's going on. Who is Paula Banks? If he can do that, why can't he pay her? My point exactly. So how is this whole thing going to get situated? I don't know, people. But when I find out information that I feel like is, you know, really needed for you all to know, you know, I'm like trying to really enlighten you on what's going on, then I'll come over here and share it, you know. But other than that, just probably want to give Mary what you owe her, and then you get, people will probably leave you alone a tad bit. Not that I'm going in on you, you know, I'm not trying to do that, but yeah, it's going down. But let me just throw, you know, I wasn't going to address this just because I am, and it's getting dark out here, because I am almost 40 years old. I'm a 39-year-old mother of four children. And some things I just feel like is silly, redundant. It's neither here nor there. I can really care less about. But then maybe it's some parts of it that then bothers me. So then I say I may speak on it, but I don't really want to because it's silly. Don't you know how something is just so silly? You don't even really want to speak on it or go there because you don't even want your name damn near tied to that. But just for the sake of it, just to speak on it, because I know people... Okay. This whole situation with Essie and Paula, I don't know Paula. That, you know, that's someone that Essie know, because if y'all know, I just came in on this whole thing probably about a month ago, so I can't say who is who. You know, I have met C Temptation. Make sure you go follow C Temptation if you're not, because she be giving great news too. You know, breaking news about Usher and whatever else is going on, Steve Harvey and whoever else. And she's also located in Chicago, but I met her through Essie over the internet, over YouTube and stuff. And the same thing with Paula, you know, Miss Paula Banks. So, you know, so I don't know Paula, but I know Essie have spoken about her. And, you know, Paula was, you know, coming on, making videos, speaking about, you know, Steve or whatever. But, if Paula feels that for whatever reason she don't want to be a part of the whole, hey, I get it. Everybody's grown. Paula's a grown woman. Who am I to tell Paula? She older than I am. She's a grown woman with children and grandkids. If that's what she feels like she want to do, then hey, go and let her do her thing. I mean, it's okay to come and think that you want to be a part of something, you know, and then be like, oh my God, it's too much. I get it. And then want to get out of it. Hey, I totally get it. And it's all right for her to do that. But what I don't think that should happen is the back and forth silliness of the YouTube videos and calling out people's names. Now, I just think that that's kind of silly because we're all older and we're supposed to be working together. We're not supposed to be going against each other. We're supposed to be working together for a cause, you know. So that's how I feel about that situation. But if Miss Paula Banks, she is a grown woman. She is more than capable of doing whatever she wants to do. But I don't think any adult, as far as us in this movement, because I think it just makes it look very messy. It makes it look extremely messy, and we are all too old for that. So I just think that there shouldn't be any more videos talking about anything silly about a WWV. You know what I mean? Or about any of the, it just should not be, because we're too old. And that's just how I feel about that one. And I choose not to talk about that again. So, because I just wanted to come on here and give you the tea, and my natural lighting is going away. Besides the laptop lights, just giving me the blur in my glasses. But, yes, people just need to... Oh, but I did want to say this. I noticed that her subscribers and her video views shot up. And which is not a bad thing, but what was a bad thing, but what was a bad thing was all of the, you know, stuff that was being said on her page. Now, I just thought that that was kind of a lot. Now, I know that a lot of people are there for Essie, you know, and hearing her say certain things, you know, Essie is whatever, whatever, and she, you know, and whatever Essie, and, you know, and I know that that may make you feel some sort of type of way. But we're all grown. I just say don't pay it any attention. Let's just not go there, you know, black women. Let's just not be catty and petty all the time. And if my name have been called out in some things and you ain't really heard me say anything about it, then don't even worry about it. Don't even worry. Essie did a fine job at handling it herself. But, you know, people were making certain comments about Miss Paula that she's whatever, whatever. And I just want to say this. If you do really truly feel like from watching her videos, your opinion that she's whatever, whatever, then sitting up there saying certain things that you're saying may not be the right thing to do. If you truly feel your opinion that she's whatever, whatever, based on her videos, then you probably don't want to say things like that because you don't know where that would take a person, you know. Just throwing it out there because I wouldn't want anything, you know, to extra stress anybody out, especially over this when it was supposed to be trying to help a person out. But anyway, this is Geneva, Geneva's Closet. Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you to all of my followers and my subscribers. Thank you to all the new subscribers for coming on. I'm so sorry that y'all out here looking at me, and it's, I know it is, ain't it? It's about time for me to shut it down. Because in a minute, because this is too much melanin. It's just too much. And in a minute, y'all ain't going to be able to see me. I know. Thank you, Brenda. You have a fabulous weekend, too. And yes, and CT, enjoy your weekend. They said it's going to be a little hot out here in Chicago, girl. So you just make sure that you enjoy your weekend. Stay hydrated and stay cool. The AC is on in the house. I'm finna be all right in a minute. Make sure you go follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Geneva's Closet. Make sure you go check out my website at Geneva'sClosetENT.com. You got anything that you want to talk to me about, make sure you email me at Geneva'sCloset22@gmail.com. Love you, people. I love you. I love you. And you all have a fabulous, beautiful, wonderful, just have a great weekend, people. Bye.